Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. In certain Christian worship traditions, the Nicene Creed is recited as part of the liturgy. It is a succinct declaration of essential Christian belief and was created to counter a variety of ideas that were constantly being presented about the nature of God and God's purpose in history. Often called the symbol of faith, it means a bringing together of evidence to establish the truth about God. In both Latin and Greek, the word symbol means token for identification, in contrast with something counterfeit. For the Church, Jesus is the evidence that God's sunshine overcomes everything that we are confronted with in life. I'm invited to place my confidence in the enduring sun that forever shines behind the darkest and deepest of cloud cover. I can only do this with an act of faith in something I may feel is distant from my current experience. In the storms of life, I become subject to extremes of emotion, and the inner turmoil deeply disturbs and distresses me. I am always amazed at the exhaustion that accompanies such personal storms. Hence the creed, for which I am so grateful, for under pressure I run out of both the words and the will to pray. I exclaim a spontaneous yell of "Help me, Lord," before sinking beneath the waves of destruction that surround me. It is only my deliberate choice that I choose to say words that through regular repetition are now etched upon my memory. I say them with little felt conviction in their merits, for the reality of my present circumstances has the power to call the very benefit of existence itself into question. It is indeed a prayer for the desperate, a declaration of truth in the face of despair. Neither my faith nor its declaration may shift the clouds that hide the sunshine, but I can choose to believe in its existence with nothing but my personal conviction. And if I turn my anger onto God, if I deny my Christian faith, whilst I found a temporary outlet for my pain and someone I can blame for my circumstances, those circumstances are not altered in any useful way as a consequence of that anger. I remain where I was without even a faint glimmer of hope to cling to. I've discovered that even the faintest glimmer of hope is better than the alternative of hopelessness that will consume me entirely. I'm reminded that it was through hopelessness and loss that salvation, the first rays of sunshine, broke into our world. As we enter into the God space today, how do you manage choices in times of trouble? Are you able to look towards the sunshine? Perhaps having the creed memorized might prove useful in times of darkness. Better to light one candle than curse the darkness. Amen. When the sun ceases to shine, our world dies. I hold on to the sunshine of God's promise as the only true guarantor of my life, both now and in the future. Do please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. Join our Voice of Hope family and follow along with these daily meditations at home. And also join me this Sunday for Premier Life, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. However, for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye, and may the Lord richly bless you.